In Amherst, the new Cork Tree Tavern hopes to have a soft opening for their pre-fixed Valentine's Day dinner. Robbie Lucas is the chef owner in the building owned by one of my Admiral King classmates, Paul Byers. There also will be a ribbon cutting for the expansion of Amherst Manor, and it's scheduled for March 9th, another commitment from the Springer Healthcare Group. And hopefully we will hear more in 2017 about the old school that is in Amherst as well, too. I actually had the opportunity to tour that school last year, and if they are able to turn that into apartments with a bar or a restaurant on the main floor, it is going to be the coolest thing. I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking about moving in there because I think it's going to be a really, really cool layout. Avon, Pam Fechter, let me know that Avon Commons will be seeing more retail as the former location of Levin Furniture gets remodeled as a Home Goods, as well as another portion becomes an Oshkosh and Carter's store. My wife's very excited that Home Goods is going in there. There will also be a Sherwin-Williams under construction. There is a Sherwin-Williams under construction on State Route 83 north of Winking Lizard, and a Taco Bell begins construction next to Burger King on Detroit. Personally, I'm keeping close contact with Dave Lengel from Railroad Brewing Company, hoping for an early February opening of the newest brewery there. Avon Lake, Ted Esborn, told me that they are excited to welcome a Goddard School opening in the former Wendy's location at Town Center. It would be for children 6 and younger and be able to accommodate up to 100 students. They hope to open in the fall after a $1.5 million investment. Also, the Landings will see a Health Express Urgent Care. In Elyria, celebrating their bicentennial year in 2017, they're excited about Pioneer Plaza, which will be a permanent place for arts, food, and culture on the site of the downtown Sears. I found that Sears picture. I thought that was a really cool building picture. Many street improvement projects are also scheduled in the downtown and surrounding areas. The city will also be actively using the Midway Mall highest best use study that was commissioned by the city and is being used to attract a new buyer developer for the mall by their asset managers. And the mayor did have a couple of other announcements there, but she's saving them for her State of the City address, so she didn't want to give me all the stuff that I could talk about. Also in Grafton, we have another bicentennial taking place in 2017. They have many different events included the dedication of a new gazebo at their Bicentennial Park taking place on June 18th. They're also proud to announce their Bicentennial July 1st parade, party, and fireworks. And I know we have media in the room. I just want to give shout outs to photographers from our local newspapers. I may have lifted a photo or two from either your websites or Facebook because I was desperately looking for things to put in this PowerPoint presentation. Lorain has got a lot going on. The expansion of Cameco in Lorain could bring an additional 220 jobs to the area, which is great for all of Lorain County. The former home of Kmart also appears to be moving toward becoming a Meijer store. I think the mayor said paperwork was being signed. Clear Vista, we just had an event at Clear Vista's space in early December, and they're happy to announce that they'll be expanding their hospital by 22 beds in 2017. If you're unaware of what Clear Vista is, they are a geriatric psychiatric hospital, and they're going to be expanding those beds to actually take adults and younger people, not just in the geriatric community. I was also able to meet the owner of Coquito's Deli and Bakery, which is scheduled to open at Lighthouse Village in May. We actually asked him to come to a business after hours at the Foundry in Elyria, and the guy was a hit. I think somebody at the Foundry actually made him a Coquito drink, because he was so excited that the name of his place is going to be Coquito's, and he was drinking a Coquito. So, but anybody who's had Coquito knows you get pretty excited when you drink Coquito's. I also, at our event we had last week here, last Wednesday, pairing up the nonprofits with the businesses, I ran into the Lorain County Free Clinic, and they were very excited about doubling the size of their space. They're going to be moving from South Lorain to Dr. Boydeau's former offices on Oberlin Avenue, which will give them double the amount of space than they had before. And anybody who saw social media, or if you follow Chris Kish on Facebook, you know she was very excited that a Planet Fitness is coming to the former Sears Hardware on Cooper Foster. So. In North Ridgeville, I had the honor to be in attendance at Mayor Gillock's 14th State of the City Address. Shar Ray, President of UH and a Lorain County Chamber Board member, President of UH EMC, talked about how excited they were to finally really be breaking ground for the new facility. We broke it ceremonially. Yeah, how's that word? I got to talk to some of these educational people out here. I can't figure out how to say that word. They broke it with a fake shovel of dirt, and they scooped it out of a box. But they're going to be breaking real dirt in early spring, and they're very excited about that. And as she said, had she known that this weather was going to be so cooperative in the winter of 2017, I'm sure they would have started earlier. Usually, one of my jokes that I start out the meeting with is usually some about the Arctic vortex or whatever it was. We've had rain, snow, and hail on these past days, but I guess a little bit of rain did not stop anybody from coming out. But I digress. First Federal Lakewood's relocation is also coming to the corner of Lear Nagel and Center Ridge Road, and it will be rebuilt in 2017. And Riddell hopes to be in and open at their new facility by early spring. I know Janet Haar from the Oberlin Business Partnership is here, and we plan on doing some good work with them this year as well, too. She did want me to say that they are still continuing with the success of their chalk walk, their classic car show, and concerts at the square, which draw more and more people to Oberlin every year. And I also know from the hotel at Oberlin that the jazz club in their basement, which some of you may not have known that this was going to be taking place, it's going to be called Bierenbaum, and it's actually having a soft opening this Friday. So day after tomorrow, give you another reason to go to the hotel at Oberlin and to Oberlin to hear some jazz, which is exciting. And Sheffield Village, the mayor is not here to talk about the heart of Lorain County, as he likes to call it, but it was a banner year in 2016 for all things in Sheffield Village, retail, medical, and office. In 2017, they're excited about the Preserve at French Creek, phase one, offering 72 luxury apartments of 1,600 square feet, opening on Abbey Road. You may have seen them from I-90. They're actually moving very fast on those. They're going up really fast.